bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 Minute English with me, Jackie Dalton. Today we're going to be talking about intelligence. Do we think we're more clever than we really are? We'll be discussing the results of a major study. But first, I'm joined by Callum Robertson, and I'm going to kick off, Callum, with a question that you have to answer.
Hello, Jackie. Yes, I'll do my best.
Here we go. The word intelligence comes from the Latin verb intelligere. Does this mean to see, to know, or to understand?
Didn't study Latin at school, don't know. I'm going to make a guess. I'm going to say, does it mean to see?
OK, well, you'll have to wait until the end of the programme to find out whether or not you are correct. I've got another question for you, though, and that's how intelligent do you think you are compared to other people?
Well, it depends which other people I'm comparing myself to. I would say I'm more intelligent than some people and less intelligent than many, many other people.
OK, well, I won't ask you to name the people who you think are less intelligent than you. Today we're talking about the results of a major study that's been done on intelligence and the differences in how women and men perceive or see their own intelligence. But before we do that, should we chat about some of the language that we might hear when talking about intelligence? Obviously, there's the word to be intelligent. He is intelligent.
Yeah. There are a number of other adjectives which have a similar meaning, which you can use for different kinds of people in different situations. For example, when talking about children, we often use the adjective bright. She's very bright. She's a very bright child. And we can also use smart. He's a smart child.
Quite an informal word.
Yeah, she's very smart. And generally, we'd say that somebody can be clever or sharp is another nice one. Ooh, he's very sharp. And also to be quick. He's very quick. She's very quick.
So that's bright, smart, clever, sharp and quick. There's been a study of thousands of people in 30 countries to find out whether men rate their own intelligence higher than women rate their own intelligence. And the findings were that men in all the countries rate themselves as brighter than women rate themselves. Are they right, though? And is it true that men are more intelligent than women? Well, Professor Adrian Furnham from University College London carried out the study. Listen to him to find out.
The data suggests from very large studies that they're not, that they might, there are very slight differences. Men do tend to be better at spatial intelligence tasks, but overall women are not less intelligent than men. Data seems to suggest that women are tending to be more humble about their abilities and men more arrogant. More data suggests men are arrogant rather than women are humble.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. So from that clip, it seems that actually men are not necessarily more intelligent than women.
They just think they are.
Although they may be better in some areas, like spatial intelligence.
Yeah, that's one of those areas which I suppose is, well, an easy example is about parking your car. It's traditionally held that men are better at parking. It's because men generally, according to this survey, have a better spatial intelligence. It's kind of awareness of the space around you. But I don't know how true that is because sometimes I find it really difficult to park.
Well, another word that came up there that's quite useful is ability. He said women are more humble about their abilities than men. Abilities are basically things you can do.
Yeah. It's something that you know you have a skill in, which is another word. You talk about people having, for example, a mathematical ability or a musical ability.
And we can also talk about talents or gifts, which are more a kind of natural ability, maybe something that you're born with. So he's a talented artist. She has a talent for drawing. He's a talented singer.
Yes, and we use that preposition with that, to have a talent for something. Yes, these are more things that you can do naturally rather than things that you have learnt or studied to do.
Well, moving on now, does it matter that men rate their own abilities more highly than women do? And does it affect how well we do in life? Listen to Dr. Furnham to find out.
Ford said, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. And I think these self-beliefs are very important. They're very self-fulfilling. I think if people are confident, then others assume that they have something to be confident about, that they are intelligent, that they are capable. And that confidence, therefore, people assume that they have these abilities which they might not have in great number. And that, of course, that confidence does help one greatly to be more bold, to make more dramatic decisions. Sometimes they have huge advantages.
Self-beliefs are very self-fulfilling.
Yes, if you have confidence in your ability to do something, then you are more likely to be able to do it And if you don't have confidence in your ability, even if you have the skill, the knowledge and the talent, if you don't believe that you can do it, you are less likely to do it.
So did you have confidence in your ability to answer my question at the beginning of the programme?
Well, I had confidence in my ability to answer it, but not confidence in my ability to answer it correctly.
OK. Well, you were absolutely right not to have confidence in your answer.
Oh.
You said the verb intelligere means to see, but actually it means to understand. Mm. Never mind. Maybe next time.
So just because you have confidence, it doesn't always mean you're actually right.
Yes, you're not always going to succeed. That's all we have time for this week. Let's end with a couple of quotations for the week. This one from Albert Camus, who said, "An intellectual is someone whose mind watches itself."
And Albert Einstein said, "We should take care not to make the intellect our god. It has, of course, powerful muscles, but no personality."
So intelligence is important, but not everything. Thank you very much for joining us this week, and we'll be back again next week. But for now, goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBC Learning English.com.